to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
I want to share some secrets to making money. Because on my blog a while back, I wrote a post about multi-level marketing that I was invited to participate and why I dislike that model. The post created quite a few waves with people disliking what I wrote. In this post, I'm going to share some additional thoughts about making money, because in the end, that's what I decided to give the MLM world a try, is to make money. It's also the executive summary on why I disliked the model, because I didn't make any money. Actually, reality was even worse than simply not making any money. Most startup companies will go through a preferably short period of limited cash flow in that company. But my experience was worse than that. I was required to spend increasing amounts of money first in order to have the opportunity to make money later. That model simply does not work for me. I've built and managed several companies and had a variety of interesting careers, and anything I've done was always based on the model of money flowing towards the company I was creating and subsequently me. Especially in our modern days, it doesn't take much to start a new venture. If you have a great idea, you can create a basic website and be up and running by end of day today for less than $100. And again, there's resources on my blog to share exactly what steps to take to get that done today. As I share in my book about happiness at work, my model has always been to only reinvest money in the company that the company was generating on its own. It takes virtually all the risk out of starting a company, as you'll always be cash flow positive. Even if you're not making any money at all initially, you'll be safe from losing any. Other opportunities, like the multi-level one presented to me, don't always fit in that safety model, and they justify it by saying you have to struggle first before success comes around. Excuse my language, but that has to be the biggest load of bullshit ever. Will building a business be hard work? Sure. Will it be hard days? Absolutely. But if it needs to be a struggle, you're probably ignoring the feedback that you are not on the right path. Success is hard work, but it doesn't have to be a struggle. Similar to the multi-level experience, I was invited to join a remote working year a few weeks ago. Being a bit more cautious now, I read the fine print of this invitation before applying. Because, of course, I was intrigued about working remotely, you know, disconnecting location and money seemed appealing to me. But when I read the fine print, that's where the catch was. Once I made it through the first round of interviews and applications, I had to pay a non-refundable application fee to join their program. Just for fun and to see what happened, I applied. And not so surprisingly to me, I made it to the next round within minutes of my initial application. Somehow I believed that everyone made it through that first round, and congratulations were not in order. This online remote year scam made me think. If you really wanted a remote year, also known as making money while working remotely somewhere other than your hometown or country, it doesn't take much. All it takes is to find and dust off your passport, book a free flight if you read my travel book, pack your bags and your laptop and simply go. Stay in hostels to keep the price down and meet interesting people along the way. Do you see the similarities with the multi-level marketing story as well? It doesn't take anything to get started, but to get started. Instead of getting started, people will actually pay to work, but not the contrary. Think about that. Multi-level marketing, people will pay to work. The only secret to making money is to work. So get started on something. Find something that will catch people's attention and start a blog or a website about it. If you have a great business idea now, create a website to share it. Even maybe consider writing a book to help set yourself aside as the number one expert in your area. It will all be hard work no matter what you do that will pay off if your idea actually catches on. Are you willing to get started?
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
So the secrets to make money is really to get started and own a business. 90% of all self-made millionaires did it in their own business. Because there will never be a limit to your income. If you're working for someone else, you automatically have a limit unless you're the top CEO. You probably won't create wealth working for someone else. So start with something on the side. And when that starts to replace the working income, you now have a choice. Running a business is a learnable skill. The goal is not to have a decent living. If that's your goal, get a decent job because that will get you that decent living. Business is meant to create wealth and do it quickly. If you're going to work hard anyway, you might as well be good at what you're doing. The goal is to sell whatever you create within 5 years for millions or set it up so that the business can work with or without you. The goal for every business you create is to make $1 million net a year for you personally after taxes. Anything less than that is not good enough. And you have to get your mind at that level. So there's three components to every business that you build. It's production, operation, and marketing. Production is creating something, operation is the running of the business, and marketing is the most important. You can have the greatest product in operations, but if you're not marketing it properly, you'll be broke all the time. I believe today's world is in turmoil simply because not enough people are living their passion. People are miserable in their jobs, and they make others miserable around them. So everyone listening to this today has something to teach without exception. You have something to teach. Everyone has gone through some hard time in their life, and that is what you teach others. It'll help them dealing what it is that they're going through in their own life and help them deal with that faster.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live